session. The report of closed session is no action was taken. We will now move on to new business.
Okay.
Cost share for grant application implementation fee abandoned by GM.
Good idea.
And did this up. I don't like that where it says BM Lewis.
We'll get to that later when we hit.
Business manager, huh?
Yeah.
And assistant manager, yeah.
Okay.
So, in summary, all the water agencies were invited to present any shovel-ready projects as a group and say, okay, we're going to apply for this grant funding. Who has projects that look ready? The only two entities that said, hey, we have something was Capizon Water District, which we have one shovel-ready project, and then we have City of Banning, and they have three. So there's a total of four. There's the old saying, it takes money to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So initially we'd have to pay something for the grant application, and then if that grant funding comes through, we basically make it back and more. It was recommended, we haven't said anything to Banning yet. Banning was very cordial and they said, hey, what do you think you could fund? How do you want to do this? How do you want to work with us to do this? So we threw it to our engineers and our engineers said, well, if you only have one project and they have three, that's a total of four projects. Might as well just pay 1/4 of the costs.
That works for me.
And it's about $10,000. No. I'm sorry. It's 1/4 of the cost. For us, it would be about $10,000. So it's about $40,000 total.
Really?
For the whole application. We're going to submit it all together and submit it to the state. It's about $40,000 total, but if we share only 1/4 of the cost, it would be about $10,000 that the district would be paying for this.
What's the return on investment?
Well, the return on investment is that this project the district is recommending and trying to apply for funding, it's a two-phase isolation gate valve replacement project. Heavily on the east side. I think some of it over here on this side too, but we're focusing on the east side first. And I think it was estimated about $750,000 in repairs per phase. The reason we brought this up as a project was because when we have to shut down mainly on the east side to do repairs, typically there are multiple streets that are affected.
Instead of just one.
So it helps save water if you can shut down only one street at a time instead of five streets at a time, because you have to dewater the line, which means you have to flush the line so there's no pressure so they can go in there and make repairs.
And then the time it takes.
When
they hit the hydrant or the water line that one time.
Correct.
It took like almost 3 or 4 hours to get the water out of the line because they couldn't shut off. Just a
sections.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So right now there are large sections that are shut off at one time. We're trying to make it smaller sections. So it makes it easier for the customers because not as many people are affected when there is a shut off.
Less complaints.
The hell with the customers. It's less headaches for us.
Yeah,
well, it's a benefit for everybody.
How much
so.
Is the grant then? How much money?
Would you say? I want to say it was about $1 million. So realistically, we probably wouldn't get to do both phases at this time, but it would start something. And if you have extra money, then you can apply it towards that second phase.
So 250.
So.
You said divided by four.
No. Our project is 750. Their projects may be even more.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. I don't know what their projects are. I haven't seen him. The guy from Banning I've been working with, he's really cordial and he's been pretty easygoing and transparent. So I said, hey, if you could send your info over, we'll do the same. And he's working on it right now, but I haven't heard back from them yet.
And this is to the state?
Yeah, we haven't submitted to the state yet, but this mm-hmm. will be submitted to the state.
The chances of actually getting the grant are?
They look favorable. I couldn't give you a percentage.
No, that's fine.
But it looks favorable.
51%.
And this is in the budget too, right? It's in the proposed budget?
Yes.
We did add this to the budget?
Yes, this was that 10 grand underneath engineering.
For grant writing.
Mm-hmm.
It says action. Supposed to act.
So I make doing the motion?
You need a motion on this, Ellie, you think?
Well, this is discussion. The motion is the next one, basically.
Pretty much. So the next new business agenda item is the resolution for this. If you read the resolution, you'll see it does have wording saying contingent upon receiving grant funding. I didn't want the board to approve a resolution saying we're going to perform this project, and then we don't have the funding. And so if the board gives a general agreement or a motion that they're interested and want to proceed, you can kind of go from there.
I make a motion to approve the resolution contingent on grant funding.
I second the motion.
So a motion to approve resolution 2019-01, approving an isolation valve improvement project, provided that grant funding is made available, and with the understanding that the grant funding will cover 100% of the project costs. And also, does the board want to continue with the 1/4 project share cost agreement?
Yeah.
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 With the 1/4.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
let's change that. Okay, I would rather see an action or a vote on the sharing the cost on the first one. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll just do that one first, and then the resolution. So I need a motion.
I make a motion to
share.
Cost share
for grant application information.
Who seconds?
I'll second.
So new business agenda item 1, discussion action cost share for grant application implementation, City of Banning. I have a motion by Director Davis to approve a 1/4 cost share agreement with the City of Banning for the grant application, second by Director Israel. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Now, I need you to redo the resolution.
I make a motion we approve the resolution 2019-01. Approving the isolation valve improvement project, provided grant funding is made available.
I second the motion.
Motion.
Did you say you had to do it or change it?
No, that one.
Yeah.
He took care of it.
Took care of it the first one.
As it
So motion to approve resolution 2019-01, approving an isolation valve improvement project, provided that grant funding is made available, with the understanding that the grant funding will cover 100% of the project cost, made by Director Wargo, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is transfer of funds from district general account to the district LAIF account. Numbers?
How much?
I would recommend the district transfer about $90,000. To the LAIF account. We were very conservative the last time and only did 60,000, I want to say. I think we could be a little more aggressive and still be conservative, have enough to pay bills and a little extra.
How much cash does that leave us in reserves?
So right now we have about 206,000 in the general account. If we took out 90 and added that to the LAIF account, let me see. I don't have the exact number of the LAIF, but we'd have over 100,000 in the general,
yeah.
Which I think is enough.
How long does it take to get money out of LAIF again?
So for LAIF, I think it's the same day to take it back out.
And we get interest.
You do.
Yeah, I know we're having the interest, yeah.
And that's the reason for it, is the LAIF account is doing very well in the interest, so I'd rather see us ahead in that place. Mm-hmm. And if we need to pull it out, we can always pull it back out. So.
I move that we transfer funds from the district's general account to the district's LAIF savings account.
I second it.
I'd like to see a number put on that, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. No, that's all right.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm looking at my
90,000.
That's what I recommend.
Okay, so I want that in the motion.
Motion.
Oh, she's got it.
Oh, you got it, okay.
Yeah.
I'll repeat it for clarification.
Okay,
so I have a motion to approve the transfer of funds from the district's general account to the district's LAIF account in the amount of $90,000, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Davis. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye. Next item, adoption of regulation regarding payment of cost of register of voters, County of Riverside, blah, blah, blah. For $350 per candidate, that'll be two candidates, right?
Correct.
For $700. Okay. So I need a motion on that one.
I make the motion, we don't do it. We haven't done it.
Yeah, we've never done that.
We haven't done it in the past. So I make the motion that we do not do, that we do not pay for a candidate statement.
So the candidates pay for their own statement?
It's always been like that.
I second the motion.
So you just changed it.
Well, we haven't done it in the past. So.
No, you just changed the wording here.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just went, you approved that and could have voted it down.
So a motion that each individual candidate will pay for their own candidate statement, mm-hmm. not the district's,
yeah.
made by Director Israel, second by Director Davis.
No,
it was Anderson.
Oh, I'm
Anderson.
Sorry.
It might have been me.
I'm sorry. Director Sanderson.
Sanderson. Let me get my wording right.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link.
Aye. Next item on the new business is approval of creating an assistant manager position by Mr. Louie. I'll address this kind of what the transpired was. This is something we've all thought about, or at least I would think most of us have thought about, is when Calvin leaves or retires or dies or whatever, we're going to need to fill his position. It's going to be a very difficult position to fill, because of the community size, the income. Calvin has proposed creating an assistant general manager position, which would take Ellie and elevate her to that position, increasing her duties a little bit to where, and relieving some of his duties. She'll be taking on call, doing on-call services within the context. But she will also be more involved with other aspects of the running of the district, which is kind of like, in a way, a mentorship, in a way, but also throwing her to the dogs, the wolves, or whatever. I talked to Ellie about it, because I asked what her salary was, which is in the, it's in our budget and everything else.
Yeah.
There will be an increase in her salary if she chooses to accept the position. If you choose to accept the mission, anyway.
Mission.
Vaccine.
Who? Yes, ma'am.
Who's going to replace Ellie?
She's still going to be doing the same stuff.
Isn't that a bit much, though?
No.
Not for me.
Okay.
What on the
That's what I was going to ask. Thank you.
That's a good question, though.
What on this list aren't you doing? Like, what would be stuff that you're... What would be increasing on your plate?
Officially, or...?
Yeah.
Or like, mics here? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So that would not be in our plate, right?
Good. What don't I do already, huh?
What
can I do?
Don't you do most of this anyway?
Is this on the record, or off?
Maybe
it doesn't. Yeah, I do a lot already.
Okay.
Mainly in a nutshell, from the sounds of it, and I can't promise anything because I didn't put this together and come up with the idea or anything, but I think it's pretty much staying the same as what I do now, except I think it's going to be more field, a little more field work,
yeah,
which is fine. I've done some field work already, so I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also more meetings, more manager meetings. Now, granted, I've been going to them,
mm-hmm.
So my face is now out there. But it's, I think his plan is to, for me to represent the district more and
mm-hmm.
participate in more meetings. And
but it, also, I see it's going to require you to work days, evenings, holidays, weekends, or whatever as a first responder.
Correct.
Which you do not do now.
Correct.
Okay.
No.
Meaning, so on Christmas, somebody calls with a water issue, you either show up and to further direct the crew if need be,
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
I'll end up addressing situations, whether in person or over the phone or over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you will be actually have a connection of, you'll be able to log in remotely to the SCADA system to monitor
mm-hmm.
and stuff, so, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're already kind of managing selection, training, supervision
mm-hmm.
of the entire office staff. We know that already.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Direct follow-up billing, you're already doing that. Make payments to customers, you're doing it. You already do that. Assist in planning, direct, and coordinating services, activities, operations, all facilities, equipment, and projects.
You do that.
You do that already.
Mm-hmm.
So, as an office manager, there's some things.
Yeah, but isn't that what we're paying Calvin for?
Well,
I have one question. Because you are in the reserves, is any of this going to affect or be affected if or when you have to go do your weekends?
No. We do have an on-call staff already, so there is redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, by me being on call, it's further redundancy. If something came up where I completely could not have someone else cover my on-call shift for some strange reason, I could take a phone with me on reserve weekends or most reserve weekends, and I could answer the emergency call. And I couldn't come out here physically if I'm drilling, but I can take a phone call and
okay.
assess the situation.
And what's the odds of you getting deployed?
Well, you never know.
You never know. Plus, there's another one coming right here, too, like you said, weekend. You got two weeks.
1 weekend a month.
Yeah, but you have
two weeks
a year.
But I can also take a district laptop and do work remotely.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Calvin can
phone
take
call.
Care of it, you know. Or,
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't.
You'll hire.
You could take a district laptop? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. I could take a... If I don't have a laptop, I can take a business laptop with me if I was gone for the 2 weeks.
In the event that you're deployed, you're not going to be able to.
You're gone.
Respond.
You're just
not necessarily.
No.
Well,
sure.
Even though there's nothing that the district can do about it, it cannot be held against her.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in to me, that's a mute issue about if you get deployed, if there's a quote unquote Iraq situation or whatever.
Mm.
You know what? I really don't care. I would be more worried about you than
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Would
I?
Well, actually, maybe the people that she has to go against.
Right.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been at the district for 8 years now, and I'm not gonna say I built the district up because I didn't, but I feel like I've helped. At least in a small way. So I don't want to see the little work that I've put into it come to nothing. Like, I want to see it come to fruit.
I'm not questioning any of it, because I'd rather it go to you than a stranger from the street, to be honest with you.
Well, we can't. Yeah, are we allowed to say that now? Or,
well,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, because that's a GM.
No, but the thing is, though, is if she, if this position is created as an AGM, in the event of something happening with our general manager, then she is poised to take over in the interim.
Fries are ready. Have you got a grade two distribution certificate?
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
And you also stay on top of your certifications too, right?
Yes.
Okay. What was that, ma'am?
I was just making sure that she stays on top of her. If she does.
Contact.
I usually go for the free classes.
We're good, see? You're saving your money. Good, Tracy.
Okay.
Thank you. You're there, a penny pincher.
Only for the district.
There you go. Only for the district. Not your husband, though. No. That's all right.
Anybody want any?
No, I'm good on questions.
Okay, I have one question. This says in-house or open. Is it, like, already cut in stone?
He hasn't posted it. He has to bring it to the board for discussion and action first. And then if the board approves this, then it's really Calvin's call whether he wants to hire outside or hire somebody new or
somebody in-house.
Can we make a recommendation?
No, because we're not in charge of staff.
Okay, my motion.
No, that's out of our purview. Well, yeah, only the general manager, the staff below the general manager is all up to him.
Okay, but when this was drafted, it was in mind for Ellaville, right?
It's put as a promotional, right?
It's a little of both. It's to set a directive for the district in general, but also sometimes a job requirement is written targeted towards a certain individual. I'm not going to say that's what this one is, but it sure doesn't look like it.
Mine says it does. It has her name right there. you know?
Well,
I'm just marking out open.
Okay.
Come on, you take it.
Thanks.
In-house or open?
What he's doing is he's creating a position for future filling.
Yeah.
And his choice will be whether he wants to go into the, make it an open or in-house is what that statement is.
Yeah.
the question is, do we want to authorize him to open this position?
If we open this position, does her position that she currently has still stay? Is that approving a whole other position? Could he then turn around and hire somebody to backfill her position?
No, it's not in the budget that was approved today. It basically, so if I was promoted to this position, for example, the business manager position would just remain vacant until otherwise deemed needed.
And you'll still be doing the business manager job.
Correct.
Which pretty much you do 99 out of 100 of these things already. You know?
So you'll be GBM. AGBM, Assistant General Business Manager.
I'll just be me.
Hey, that's a good question that you have about is this mean that uh-huh. he's going to have another position? But if the budget shows that the wage, it increased though, the budget showed an increase in wages about the differential between yours and this one, right?
Correct.
I said we approve it as a promotional opportunity. Right, because that's what it's labeled here on the title,
okay.
Promotional opportunity.
Okay. All right, well, then,
sure,
if that's what you
want to
do.
Well, then you just scratch out open.
Oh, we could scratch out open.
Promotional opportunity.
It's promotion opportunity. That's an in-house thing, not
open.
Not in-house or open.
Can we do that? Call Steve. Steve, real quick, do we just do just
the title
5 seconds
of the document is promotional opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That is an in-house deal, not an in-house or open.
That's correct.
So, does somebody want to make a motion?
I think it has to, for legal reason, we can't, because then it'd be us.
Correct. And I think
assigning, this should be for that staffing
and
North Kaplan.
And I think also for future reference, so if, say we're all gone and there's a new crew in town, like you don't want to have an only, you might need an AGM one day that you need to hire from outside.
Yeah.
Well, let's back up here a little bit. Just back up here a little bit, okay? I saw this on my packet, okay? And I read it. I went over it. So I took it upon myself and said, what the Sam hell do we need an assistant general manager for? I knew it was for you. But I was thinking, like Sarah was saying, are we going to bring in a business manager? And just add to it. I said, you know, how many other companies, agencies have assistant manager? I must have called 12, 13 of them yesterday and today. Not a one. But, see, I'm still on your cycle. But they told me, like, their maintenance supervisor is the next one down from the general manager. He's like the assistant manager. You know, we have the business manager, like you are, is right there below the general manager. So if you need anything, boom, you go to them. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. So I'm fine with it now. You know? Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, the minimum qualifications is basically her.
Yes.
So I'm fine with all this. So, assistant manager, yeah, we could have one. It took away the, what are you, a BM or what?
Business manager.
Or was it, oh God, just say BM. I don't want to add to it. But I agree with Sarah, is it going to bring up another position that we're going to have to throw another 50, 70,000, whatever, which it's not going to?
Mm-mm, no.
Because I have you, in parentheses here.
So what's the wording?
I make the motion.
You want it?
You want it?
Yeah. I make the motion to approve of creating the general assistant general manager AGM position.
Is it already in the budget?
Yes.
Okay, it's already in the budget.
To be honest.
That's you.
So if you look at, if you're curious.
Yeah, you're curious, how much does she make a year?
If you look at the proposed budget, line 25, uh-huh. It's under business admin manager.
Yeah, uh-huh, 74.70. Oh, you make, really?
I made less this last fiscal year because I was gone.
Yeah, but.
But you can see my salary where my.
66, 80?
Adopted budget was about that. And then see the increase. But to be honest, I did not know about this position being created or anything until I was looking at the budget, because I review it and I say, okay, this needs to be changed, this is wrong. And I saw that amount, that increase.
And you go, wow, I'm getting a raise.
No, I went to Cal. No, I went to Cal.
Yes, let's approve it.
No, okay, that's fine.
I went to Calvin and they said, hey, this is wrong. Either you're firing me, this is the wrong amount, or you're promoting me. And then that's when the cat was out of the bag.
Yeah, he wanted to
try and
surprise
you.
But
yeah.
So what's the wording? You want to do the wording or Maxine?
Well, I think Maxine already started.
Maxine started.
No, she just said I want to. I'll make the motion. I just said it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I make a motion to create an assistant manager, AGM position.
I second the motion.
Off the record, for Ellie.
So I have a motion to approve creating the assistant general manager position made by Director Davis, second by Director Sanderson. So Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Oh, most definitely.
Director Link?
Okay, what the heck? Don't matter, pass already.
The only concern, you brought up a valid point, but it's not in the budget, is I don't want them to hire another body in
the only time he will is a temporary, like if you're gone for 2 weeks.
But it wouldn't be an assistant.
No, it wouldn't be an assistant. It'd be like Juliana or whatever her name was that came in and covered.
I believe this promotional opportunity says you're involved. This AGM is going to be involved with hiring, mm-hmm. And so if I was the AGM,
ooh.
I would recommend hiring just an admin assistant and train them up.
So we got
so it's not as costly to the district starting out.
You bring in a trainee and bring them up in.
Correct.
Yep.
And then they learn the system, and as they prove themselves, eventually move up.
So we got
them. Yeah, I left good now.
Okay.
Well, the other thing too is, what is Ellen's future? What is she planning? Is she going to be here until she dies, or what?
No, she's looking at retiring when she comes of age.
So we got a motion, and we got a.
Oh Lord, how long will that take?
Let's go.
So, but that's another discussion. Don't worry, we're thinking about things and trying to prepare the best we can. So.
We got a motion, and we had a second.
Yeah, we did a roll call. Everybody voted aye. Yes.
Yeah.
Most
sometimers instead of all timers.
Well, there's another word for it. They got started on A.
Mm-hmm.
I can still
Alzheimer's or as
Ask the timers.
Okay, next item on the the Sigma update.
Okay. Sigma update. Hold on just a second. So we had a recent Sigma update or a meeting, a general manager's meeting, about 3 weeks ago. It was at the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. They just kind of started it up again. We met at San Gregorio Pass Water Agency. There was a pretty decent group of us. I represented the district with the district's engineer, Bob Krieger. Mm-hmm. He came more of support, and he has a vast
amount of knowledge. So you went instead of Cowan?
I did.
Okay, good.
That day we went, we interviewed three different consultants for this whole Sigma project. And Jeff Davis from San Gregorio Pass, he went through and asked each of us, okay, what do you think? How do you grade them? And I recommended this one firm called Provost and Pritchard. Their whole team is entirely engineers. And so Sigma, I'm not sure how much you're aware of Sigma, but most consultants put all the emphasis on these models, these groundwater models, which are important, but because things change over time and because we have some unknown variables, so we don't know how much water is coming out of our basin, you can put all this money into these groundwater models, but you're still not going to have a beautiful model at the end. It's constantly going to be changing. It's kind of a money pit. You need it.
Especially
you need the models, but it's more of a support. Shouldn't be the emphasis.
Right.
So out of these three consultants, two of them were very big on the models, and then this engineering firm that the district recommended, they were the ones that said, you know, if that's important to you, we'll do it. But honestly, it's more of a tool. It's more of a supplement. This whole Sigma thing, the state really just wants a beautiful document. So
that's impossible.
Everybody, well, as beautiful as you can make it. So everybody really liked that. And they weren't the cheapest consultant. They weren't the most expensive. They were in the middle. But they sounded the most practical, the most reasonable, the best bang for the buck. So district recommended Provost and Pritchard, and after some discussion, it was unanimous. So that's the consultant that we all chose. We had a stakeholder meeting last week. That was actually productive. Morongo came over and we explained, okay, Provost and Pritchard was the consultant we chose, and this is why. Morongo's been very good. John Covington's been very, well, as transparent or open as he can be. He's restricted too.
Yeah.
So, but he says he wants to work with us. You know, he understands there are some difficulties in information, but he wants to stay as a participant and keep his eye on us and us on him, and hopefully we can all work together.
Keep your friends close and your enemies
closer. Mm-hmm. But everybody, I'm pleased to say everybody has been very cordial, very polite. There's no disrespect. There's no laughing and behind each other's backs. So me coming in, being brand new and the youngest one there and a non-engineer, like I thought I'd have a rougher time than I did, but they were actually, when I spoke for the district, they actually listened.
Yeah.
So I feel like Cabazon's actually getting their voice heard. So I'm glad to say they've been good meetings. The next meeting I think they're planning on doing is in August. So July, maybe July, but most likely August. So that's all I have to report on the Sigma for now.
So that's just none of the board members are going to that stuff.
No, they don't want politics there.
And it's very efficient without the extra politics, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
There probably will be some meetings in the future where board members could attend, but we're trying to get the groundwork done first,
mm-hmm.
and then when we have something more substantial, that's when the board can do more.
When you send a board member to go do it instead of you or whatever.
Yeah, it's easier if the same people continuously work on things.
Okay.
So that's all I have to report, though.
Great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next item, fire suppression system installation and meter charges by me. Okay. Here's my concern, and I'm not sure if I've conveyed it good enough to Calvin, but I'm going to do draw and take. I'm going to be artistic.
Uh-oh.
When? Oh, I didn't ask the question.
So, here's my thought, okay? Right now, a 5/8 meter is a monthly rate of what?
Let's...
61.77.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, hey, easy on my new, maybe new
okay,
general manager.
I'll throw it away.
I didn't mean for it to go that far, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay, $61, whatever. And a 1-inch meter?
120?
143. 1-inch, 143.7.
5/8. And a 1-inch.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my concern. To maintain fire flow on the new places with a fire sprinkler, you need a 1-inch meter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Normal everyday use, I run a 5/8 meter.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances of my using a 1-inch meter capacity on a residence?
It would be slim if you're...
Correct. So, why... Because I have a house, or I had to replace my house and upgrade, now I have to pay almost three times as much for my basic water service because of a 1-inch flow when I'm only using 5/8. Okay, and this is why I wanted this last study. I wanted this included in the study because we know that the 5/8 meter is going to flow so many cubic feet of water per minute. And if I use more than the flow rate of this in a 30-day period, so let's just say 100,000 cubic feet, and that one's going to flow 300,000 cubic feet. These are just random numbers just to illustrate. Well, there's an easy way to regulate this, and one would be the Y has a restricted orifice in it so that this can only flow that much over the time. Whereas the branch going to the fire suppression system has full flow. So I still have the 1-inch meter. I'm charging this cost. But if the rate goes over this amount in a 30-day period, I know that they have done something in this respect, and everything is based off of this cost.
Mm-hmm.
So do you understand where I'm coming from?
Is it okay to do that? Like you know.
Well, this is what they're doing now.
Oh. Okay.
They're putting a Y in there, depending on what the house is. Now with the mobile home, they put an 1.25-inch line in to feed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, and here's my concern is. There's somebody just put a house in and they've signed a waiver waiving their right to go after the district because the water flow is not enough to take care of the fire suppression system. Now, what happens to the individual when their insurance company finds that they signed a waiver on that and the house catches fire?
They're done.
They don't get anything.
Right. So $143 a month for the chance
that I'm going to use that fire suppression system? I don't want to use it. I don't. Mm-hmm. It costs too much.
Mm-hmm. So are we saying that if in fact, okay, so I have this and I'm only paying the 5/8 charge.
Right.
I had a kitchen fire, my fire suppression went off, put out the fire. That month I paid $143.
No,
because my amount went over?
If your amount goes over the 100,000. Yes. No. That's inconsequential.
Yeah, because I'd happily pay that if it saved my
Yeah. No, that's inconsequential. What I'm referring to is if everyday use, okay, I have one of the highest water usage,
yeah.
Unless I'm running a pot farm.
You're a water farm. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But the point being is, and I paid the bill. But you know, if a 5/8 meter suits me and all of a sudden my rate goes up to 300,000 because they put the bigger meter in, yes, I need to be, you know, either I'm stealing water. And I need to be charged accordingly. But the thing is why should we burden new residents or somebody, okay, your house burns and you put a new one in, right? Now you've got to come in and pay $143 a month. This goes back to taking care of the community and stuff. This is my concern.
Can we do this, though? Can we do what you're suggesting?
I don't see why we can't, because based on equitable costs for services rendered, services rendered is 100,000 gallons on a 5/8 meter in normal residence. This is an exception to the rule. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event, hopefully a zero-in-a-lifetime event, to use the full capacity. This is my concern.
So just speaking from a from an inside perspective, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I understand. I think it's a great idea. But we would have to watch. So for the usage, it would be difficult to keep track of exactly how much extra everybody's using. So if you had two fires or even one fire, it's going to be hard to identify, oh, this person used all of this flow or all of this water this month.
But what I'm saying is, if my house right now, if I never have a fire again, right? Mm-hmm. You're telling me I have to pay 2.5 times as much for my same water service. That's my concern. But by putting the restriction, the 5-day restriction, it'll only flow so much.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Right, if the water consumption goes over this much, that means that they have tapped into this side.
And Robert, do they put the Y in the meter box or is it on the customer's property?
It's I don't know where it's put. But that, you know, if anything, I would propose that we put 2 meters in. 1 5/8 and 1 fire flow. Mm-hmm. Just like we do, you've got a fire flow meter on every commercial property. Mm-hmm.
The only thing, well, with the commercial properties, though, they pay for a separate fire service. I know that much.
I understand, but I'm wanting more investigation than's being done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I went down to that engineering meeting down there, you were there, weren't you, when I brought it up to Krieger?
I was in here.
I brought it up. I'm sorry, it was Krieger and one of the engineer lady.
Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Well, I have not heard anything one way or another. And the one thing that bothers me about it is, what if somebody comes along, and I'm going to, as a general public, if this happens, I am going to file a complaint or a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's an undue expense for... I am not getting services rendered based on a facility's charge for normal usage. Does this make sense to you? You're not against.
So do we need clarification from
it needs to come from legal and engineering.
Yeah.
And basically these people that are doing the study on the service for the fire hydrant meters and stuff, right? Aren't they doing that?
So right now, Right now, they're doing fee studies. So, for example, how much it would cost to, not install a meter, but how much it would cost to put a door tag on or pull a meter. The actual fire rate, the fire flow fee, or not fire flow, but fire suppression fees, that's that was done last year, 2 years ago. So, but we could ask, because this one's, this is kind of in a gray area. I want to say that there was somebody that came out and wanted to build a house somewhere, I think on Manzanillo, I'm not sure. And originally they said, hey, we need a 1 inch, but oh, it's so expensive, so can we do a 3/4 inch? And we said, well, as long as the fire service and everybody okays it. So they ended up talking to their fire sprinkler company. And they said, oh, typically it is a 1 inch, but we'll make it work with the 3/4, and it'll be legitimate. It won't be a, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
you know, I sent you guys my paperwork that said this fire flow, which indicates I had to have a 7/8 meter,
mm-hmm.
so a 1 inch meter. My concern is what is the district going to do in this situation? You know, it has to be an equitable thing for all parties involved, not just me, but any new construction that comes in.
No, I understand. For the time being, it's like a super temporary Band-Aid. If someone comes in, I'd say, well, see if your fire suppression can make it work legitimately with the 3/4 inch. But I understand what you're saying.
Legally? I don't know. Because what is it? Where did this paperwork that you said had to have a 7/8 come from?
Well, I have, there's a thing in my house for the fire suppression system certificate that states that it has to flow this many gallons per minute.
Is so, it the same for a brick and mortar versus
yes.
a mobile?
Well, no, it's the fire suppression system itself. It's
okay.
The flow of...
I'm asking, are they the same in new construction?
It depends on who puts the system in and what the fire code recommends or says. Okay, so this one flows so many gallons, this one, and when this one goes off, if the heat's still high, that one's going to go off, and if the heat's still high, that one's going to go off, and that much water is going to flow. And so this is where the problem lies, is mine was built under federal guidelines, and they may say it has to flow this much, or have this many heads, and for this many heads, it has to flow this much. The state is a little different, so on and so forth. But we need to think about worst case scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do?
Well, this is something.
You know, have the engineers and attorneys look at it?
I think so. I was gone when this discussion first came up, and I was never really explained. You did an excellent job, Robert.
Basically,
but
it's pretty common.
It's slightly, but I think what we would need to do is we would need to get board direction to pursue this inquiry with legal and engineering, and then go from there.
So.
I think it's a valid question, though.
Yeah, because what happens when we do get...
It makes sense that it stops new growth if people don't want to live here to have...
Exactly.
Well, it's the, you know, I'm curious as what is Danny doing? What is Cherry Valley doing? What is
they all put in 1 inch meters. Now, granted, their 1 inch meters aren't as high as ours are, but because I did ask, and they said just across the board, most agencies are just saying you can't have anything less than a 1 inch meter. It is more expensive.
That's not fair, though.
But that's. It's the rules and regulations they've all adopted, and the county, for the most part, wants a 1 inch meter. So to have anything less than that is kind of the exception, at least from my understanding.
Well, we need to look into that.
If that is the case, if then the rate study in that respect needs to be redone, because if they're forcing it, if we were to adopt that situation for all our community, all new construction is to be a 1 inch meter. Because of fire flow,
mm-hmm.
we cannot charge them $143 a month for a 1 inch meter
when they're not using that much water.
One of these houses right here is never, ever going to use that much water.
Mm-mm. No.
And so it's not putting a burden on the system as if I was having an orchard and I had a 1-inch meter and so on. So these are things that need to be addressed. This is, you know, granted it should have been done during the rate study, but it didn't, I'm sorry, it didn't cross my mind, and I didn't know about their just mandating a 1-inch system.
I didn't know about that until more recently either.
So change the rate for a 1-inch.
For a 1-inch with, so I have to have it for fire flow.
Right. Now the question we have to find out is, legally, can we do that without a rate study?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Now the one inch, I don't foresee would ever be relatively inexpensive as a 5/8-inch meter, because you do have, like, for the most part, it would be the same expense. But I do know the 1-inch meters are quite a bit more expensive per meter than the 5/8-inch.
Well, that's fine. But if I had to pay for a 1-inch meter, fine, I'll pay for a 1-inch meter.
I understand. I don't want anybody to think that, oh, it'll be $40, you know, like,
no,
for
I
a
know
1-inch.
It's going to be $100. That's not where I'm at. I'm at that much times 12 versus this much times 12.
It's a huge difference. No, that makes
sense. Granted, my bill's already like that, but I still have to pay the water on top of that. All my cows and my horses and my chickens and my goats.
Turtles.
So what are we going to do? I don't want to sit here all night.
What's the motion?
I can't make a motion on the chair.
Yeah, not only that, you're doing the whatchamacallit.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of like in a quasi. I would like, my personal opinion is I'd like to see an investigation towards the 1-inch meter. That's a viable option, the 1-inch meter with a reduced rate. Maybe not quite down to this point, but at least a little bit, you know, within a reasonable point. Even with, because of the divorce system, having an orifice on the one side, because that's how the fire suppression systems are. On some of the places, they're split or they're tied. Mine is tied all into one line. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can't even split it if I want to. So the motion would be to investigate a 1-inch meter for all new fire suppression
requirements,
but at a reduced rate. And then if there's a deviation in consumption over, say, a 5/8 flow, then it has to be addressed.
Yeah, because if we don't do that, then there goes our growth. All right, that screws our growth right there.
Wow.
Does that make sense to that proposal or the motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what? I'll make it. You tell me what to say.
Well, I already made it for the most part.
So it's like a motion, like, okay, I make the motion of what Robert said. Because I know you wrote it down.
Good, huh?
She'll
come up with it as soon as you're done writing.
There's no erase.
We need to get out of here, guys. Come on.
This is nothing. Just remember, like, the 1 o'clock days?
Yeah.
The Springer show and the cops getting called. That was a waterboard meet, man.
I know. I can't believe it.
So,
I have a motion to approve.
Water,
I have a motion to approve the investigation for the district to investigate a reduced rate for a 1-inch meter relating to fire suppression services, made by Director Israel, second by Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link.
Can I actually?
Yeah.
He did the whatchamacallit, I guess.
Yeah, I can. Yes. Okay.
You're bringing it to the board's attention. Of course, we already did the public comment.
Drink some coffee or something.
No.
You might be here till 3 in the morning.
No, I'm not.
I think we
got
the budget one more time.
No, unless you got somebody there to wrestle you down.
You had an agenda item.
You did.
Are we at that point? Yeah, we are.
Future.
Did we vote on that?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
It passed.
Aye.
Sometimes it's today.
Yeah, you're bad.
Would you like to see my notes?
Okay.
So you got two things.
Spend items.
The cost, 19.1%, that's all I remember.
So I want to make a future agenda item to talk about getting comparisons or to get.
Computer services.
Computer services prices went up, and so we need to get some comparative rates. And then a future agenda item about the trips we take, the number of trips we take.
I thought we went over that last month.
I thought we did.
About how much it costs, you brought how much it costs to go, and for two people to go.
And we put a cap on that, because I'm looking in the minutes.
I know we did.
Or did we table it?
No.
We tabled it.
Tabled it.
We tabled, because we tabled everything last time.
No.
Why? Just because I didn't show up and tabled everything?
No, I had, that was my, the night of my last class, and I had to go. So I was kind of more like late.
You came late.
Oh, so there was only three of you here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just missed you guys. We had to make it up now.
Okay, so.
You got both of those amendments?
Yes, does the whole board support Director Warco?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, aye.
Perfect.
All you need is two anyway.
Correct.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, any more?
Management comments?
Public comments, shut up.
Really?
She's got my mom.
Okay.
Board member comments?
None.
I have one.
I do have a comment, though.
Just a real quick one. Just, you know, we approved this assistant general manager. When will that person take that effect on their job?
I don't know, but I would assume the next fiscal year. I would assume.
July 1st.
July 1st or afterwards.
Okay.
So for your resume, are you just going to put, like, Eddie?
That's a good idea, Sarah.
Just put what?
Because quite frankly, I don't know how to describe some of the things I do sometimes.
I think Calvin's going to work.
Do you still have that packet?
That
Calvin. Do you still have that packet, Calvin?
2 hours past.
The blue one?
Yeah.
It's in my office.
No, we're not.
I just wanted to make sure I get the number right.
Yeah, no, we're going to stop you.
200.
Oh, I wrote it down. 200?
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your comment?
Just a heads up. If SB 200 passes, that is going to increase our testing up to almost $6,000.
A year or a month for a test?
For each time we do a testing. Because of a new chemical that they found that is affecting pregnant women and children. And that's PFOS, which is found in like starch guard and that kind of stuff. So just to give you all a heads up, that's what one of the things we were fighting against yesterday.
Okay, so that's that management comment. Board member comment. Future board meetings, finance and audit workshop, Tuesday, July 16th. Regular board meeting, Tuesday, July 16th. Personnel committee? No, that was done. Past Water Alliance meeting, the 25th. And motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second one.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Lynn.
9:25.